reading to you from Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 2nd verse. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his harvest." Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. And I gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach. Well, I've been trying real hard to do just that. You know, I wished I could tell you, friends, that I never made a mistake after God saved me and called me to preach, because I can't say that. But you know, none of us are perfect. A lot of people today are looking for the perfect church. Well, the only way you can get into the perfect church is be born again, and then you belong to the perfect church. Well, friends, I tell you what, I want you to kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the 25th chapter of Acts. I mean, the 24th chapter of Acts. My stars in the morning, my start not good. 25th verse. And as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgments to come, Felix became frightened and said, "Go away for the present. When I find time, I will summon you." Well, then I want you to turn to 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and the 9th verse. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots, and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was furious, and he went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper." Well, are not Abinah and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a child, and he was clean. I've labeled this message, "Is There Another Way?" Well, now note the question of Naaman. "May I not wash in them and be clean?" He's like asking, "Is there not another place or another time?" Hey, there's no doubt Naaman needs to be cleansed. Everyone listening to this broadcast needs to be cleansed. If you know not Jesus, you need to be cleansed now, because the Bible said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Now listen, friends, Naaman wasn't a wino. He wasn't a thief, nor was he a liar. In fact, he possessed many qualities. He was a captain of the king's host, but he was a leper. He wanted to be cleansed, but on his own terms. Listen, friends, I used to try to cut a deal with God. I sure did. When I was lost. See, I wasn't saved, but I used to try to cut a deal. I'd be in a gambling den, and I'd have a big pot to win. I'd bow my head. I'd say, Lord, let me win this pot, and I'll go home. Well, I might have won that pot, but I didn't go home. I drank more and more. I used to try to cut a deal with my wife. I lied so many times to her, you could believe this, I got to believing my own lies. I didn't know whether it was truth or not. Well, aren't all sinners that way? Hey, joining a church is easy. Getting baptized is easy. But that's not salvation. Almost everyone today wants salvation their way. And on their terms. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will ever see heaven apart from Jesus. Nicodemus, she told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Now Herod was another man that was a good man, a member of the Sanhedrin. He was everything good, but he knew that what he was practicing, the faith he was practicing, wasn't going to get him into heaven. Because he'd heard testimonies. And that is why I tell people, be sure every Sunday in your church service, you give somebody an opportunity to tell what Jesus has done for them. Well, if you don't have testimonies in churches, people, hey, that's better than the preaching service. Oh my, yes. I'd rather hear a testimony of a man or a woman, whether they're alcoholics, whoremongers, or what, telling how they met Jesus, than I would hear a preacher get up and rack for an hour or two. See, sinners actually dislike God's plan of salvation. Listen, before I was saved, I thought Christians live such boring lives. Oh, but that's not true. I now enjoy life. Why? Because I have peace with God. You see, sinners do not like Romans 3:20, when it says, therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we come conscious of sin. I used to work for a Seventh-day Adventist. He was always preaching the law, no grace, just the law. So one day I'm up there putting siding on, and I started singing, free from the law, oh happy condition. He fired me right on the job. He fired me because I was free from the law. There are a lot of law keepers who are going to be shocked on that day. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, in that, not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Friends, you can't earn salvation, you can't buy salvation, and you can't work your way into heaven. But here it says, this is not of yourself, it is a gift. God gives you a gift. When does that gift become yours? When you reach out by faith and receive it. See, sinners don't like Romans 3:19. Now we know whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Yes, folks, someday, you and I are going to stand before God and give account for our misspent lives. And if you appear before the great white throne, you won't be going to heaven. There's no Christians going to appear before the great white throne. That is why it is important to get our sins forgiven while there is still time. Now, sinners hate Titus 3:5, where it says, he saved us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. Oh, my friends, listen. It's hard to believe that Christ would die for someone like me. It just blew my mind the morning Tom Bear told me that. I couldn't believe that God could love a wretched alcoholic. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to believe it. Oh, yes, I did. But I couldn't. Now, you remember the rich young ruler? He was not satisfied with what Jesus said. The rich young ruler asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" You can't do anything but repent. That's what he had to do. But here's what Jesus said. Keep the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal, etc., etc. Now, the rich young ruler said, "All these things I have kept since I was a boy." Actually, the rich young ruler had not kept them because he lied to Jesus. I don't care if you keep the Ten Commandments from now on to eternity, you still can't get into heaven by them. Ye must be born again. Read that over. Read that in John, third chapter. Now, Nicodemus was troubled because he'd heard testimonies. Again, I say testimonies are so important. And what they were testifying, that they'd had peace with God, and he knew he didn't have peace with God because he embraced the Jewish religion. Now, Jesus said, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me." The rich young ruler went away sad because he could not give up his money. Now the scriptures tell us, "What profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Listen, friends, Satan has a stumbling block for every person and every occasion. He knows what'll keep a man from Christ. Someone told me, "Well, I'll tell you, Cecil, there's too many hypocrites in the church." Well, they're closer to God than you are. Where else would the hypocrites work? Of course they work in the church. And you know, that's why you can't find a perfect church. Because if you and I found a perfect church, we couldn't belong to it because we're imperfect. Oh, someday we will be. But right now, we're imperfect. We're saved by grace. Now, Felix wanted another time and another way. Now, he didn't deny he needed salvation. He just wanted it at his time, not God's. When is the time to be saved? When you feel the convicting power of God's Holy Spirit. Now, what does he say? Today is the day of salvation. Now, the Pharisees did not like God's way, because the Pharisees said, "I do this, I do that, and I'm not like that wretch over there." Oh, my, that poor wretch or publican. But he accepted God's time and God's way. And what did he pray? "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Oh, friends, listen. Can you remember that day that you invited Christ in your heart? And let me go one more step further. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? You say, "Oh, Cecil, I'd like to think I'm going to heaven." Well, if you just think you're going to heaven, I got news for you. You're not headed. Why does the Bible say in 1 John 5:13, "This is written that you may know that you have passed from death into life"? What about know, don't you understand? That you may know. Not guess, not hope so, not think so. I know so. See, I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. Because there's a lot of preachers going to miss heaven. Oh, my, yes. See, a lot of men preach because it's a living. Well, I'll tell you, I never made a living from preaching. I've had to work all my preaching days. But you know what? I'm not mad about that. No, I'm not. The Apostle Paul, do you know what happened whenever he ran out of funds? Well, he'd get his sail needle out, and he'd make a tent. And he'd sell it, and then he'd be on his way. So you might say I'm a tent maker too. And some of my pastor's friends wouldn't accept me because I worked. They figured I should. And you know, I got a preacher friend. I just love him to death. But he won't do anything for the Lord unless he gets paid for it. If he marries someone, he wants $200 or $300 up front. I've never done that in my life, and God help me that I never would want to do that. Well, let me ask you this. Why do sinners seek another way? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they are blinded by Satan. Because they love sin. The Bible said men will not come to light lest their deeds be reproved. Hey, listen. When you're living in sin, you don't want someone to tell you you're a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. And I also knew in the Bible that it said drunkards, didn't call them alkies, drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And when I was 9 years old, Buck Byers and I, Eldon Byers, and I and my sister, got my dad and mom's old family Bible. It's here in my study right now. And we signed that we would never drink or smoke as little kids. And you know what, friends? The day I repented of my sins and invited Christ into my heart, I was reminded that I signed that. God kept me to my word. Well, in John 3:19, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world. But men love darkness instead of light because what? Their deeds were evil. Now, some people are ashamed to confess the Lord before men. And I read in Matthew 10:32, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Listen, you're a Christian. You belong to a church. You got a family, wife and children. You go to a restaurant. You sit down. They bring you the food. You start to eat. And you don't ask the blessing. You are denying the Lord openly. Oh, yes, you are. Because, see, when people see you pray, they know that you got something that they don't have. Well, now, Satan says, just let's put it off. Men delay is dangerous. Today is the day of salvation. And oh, beloved, listen. Listen to this warning. The Spirit of God will not always strive with men whereby men must be saved. You remember me telling you about Charlie Thomas. He was a roofing contractor. He did commercial work and I did residential. We were dear friends. After I accepted Christ, I went right to Charlie's home and started to witness to him. And he got real mad. He said, I don't need religion. I said, of course, no one needs religion. You need salvation. And he got real upset. So one day he called me and said, I got to go up to Everett and bid a big commercial job. You doing anything today, Jason? I said, no. Well, he said, come along, go with me. So we got in the pickup and we started up to Everett. I thought, well, here's another time to witness to him. So I started witnessing to him. He got so mad. He said, you know what I think? I said, what do you think, Charlie? He said, I think religion is for old ladies and little children, but not for real men. I have never been as sick a day in my life. Well, so I backed off. So a few weeks later, my wife and I was going somewhere, and I said, let's stop by Charlie's place and give his wife some tracts and invite her to church. Now, she was a cripple. Dear, wonderful lady. So we stopped, and we gave her some tracts and invited her to church. And so we left, and about a half an hour later, Charlie came, and he saw those tracts. He said, was Cecil Moe here? And she said, yes. She said, Charlie, him and his wife invited us to come to his church. I'm not going to no blankety-blank church. He stormed out of the house, got in his pickup, drove over to his son's gas station, service station on Highway 99, And his son saw his dad pull up, so he came out to greet him. His dad opened the door and dropped full dead in his son's arms. You see, it's appointed unto man once to die in the judgment. But what did he say? The Spirit of God will not always strive with men whereby men must be saved. So Charlie had his last opportunity that day. Now, he didn't have to go to hell. He could have been saved. He could have come and heard the gospel. Now, see, the truth is, there is no other way. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Yes, his name is Jesus. No, it's not the Catholic Church. It's not the Baptist Church. Not the Christian Church, Pentecostal. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Is that so hard to understand? You say, well, Cecil, how do you know that God loves me? Well, very simple. John 3:16, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves you tonight. Now, why in the world would Jesus go to the cross to pay for your sins and then you reject him? See, that's the only unforgivable sin. If you die and don't accept Jesus, you will go to a burning hell. Now, God never planned it that way. And don't you ever call me and say, Cecil, God sends people to hell, because he does not. Now, it says in John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Then he says in John 3:18, whoever believeth in me is not condemned. That means damned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of God, and God is his only Son. Now, you see, had not Naaman followed God's word, he would have died a leper. But thank God he came in God's way. He got mad. He said, why don't he come on and talk to me personally and pray over me and all this? You know, I tell men and women in prison, you know what? If I could come in there and wave a wand over your head and all your sorrows and all your heartaches would go, that would be wonderful. But that's not the way it is. Jesus said, I'll comfort you. I'll save you. But you got to come in my way. You've got to repent. And without repentance, there is no salvation. Now, the Catholics believe in penance. That means they get on walnut shells and knees. They're trying to appease God by suffering. But that's not the way it is. Repentance means that we're willing to look up, recognize that Jesus is the Son of God, turn our back on the old way of life, and trust him, and then we have salvation. Listen, if you're not cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you will die a sinner and spend eternity in hell. You say, Cecil, I don't want to go to hell. Do you want to repent? Are you willing to confess that you're a sinner? Are you willing to turn your back on the old way of life? Then listen, I want you to do this. I want you to bow your head to me right now. If you feel a tugging at your heart, it's God's Holy Spirit drawing you. And I don't want you to pray this prayer unless you mean it. And here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll come into my heart tonight and save me and forgive me in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on air. I'll not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for any money. No. Don't care where you go to church. But I am concerned where you spend eternity. No, there's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you can't afford that call, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534 if you can't afford it. I'll accept the charge. Please give me a call. Don't let the devil steal your opportunity to be saved tonight. I'm waiting for your call. Friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, I pray that something we said will let you know that God really loves you. Oh, you say, Cecil, I'm going through a terrible mess. God knows it, but He wants you to trust His Son, and then He'll help you with it. Because then you become a child of the King. And He can work with you, and He will work with you. He won't let you down. He won't lie to you. Man will lie, but Jesus don't lie. So anyway, I want to thank you for praying for me and my wife and our prison ministries, and I want you to know that we know that things happen because that there's faithful prayer warriors. Oh, I believe in prayer. Well, listen, friends, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors, stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.